Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, May 22nd. I hope you're well. Coming up,
we must see further sanctions if Israel does not end this military offensive.
Calls for full investigation after Irish diplomat shot at in West Bank, and man dies after Cork drowning. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Taoiseach says he wants to see a full investigation after Irish diplomats were shot at by the Israeli Defence Forces. Two Irish representatives were part of a group that was fired upon while visiting the occupied West Bank yesterday. The IDF says they fired warning shots. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he's demanding answers, while Taoiseach Simon Harris says the incident is totally unacceptable. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister says he is prepared to end the war in Gaza, but only under clear conditions. Benjamin Netanyahu says they include all October 7th hostages being released and the leadership of Hamas being exiled. He also says the area must be completely disarmed.
Our forces are capturing more and more territory, eliminating and clearing out Hamas terrorists. All of the Gaza Strip will be under the security control of Israel.
Two Israeli embassy workers have been shot dead in Washington, D.C. It happened last night near the Capitol Jewish Museum, steps away from FBI offices. Police say a suspect is now in custody. A 39-year-old man has drowned in the River Blackwater near Mallow in County Cork. He got into difficulty in the water at around 7 p.m. yesterday evening, and the alarm was raised shortly afterwards. A body was later recovered downstream by members of the Cork County Fire Service. It's understood the dead man is from Canturk in Cork, but his name is not being released until all relatives have been informed. Mokara is due in court in London next month. The Belfast rapper and member of NECAP was charged following an anti-terrorism investigation arising from video footage from a performance. It relates to the displaying of a flag in support of Hezbollah. The 27-year-old, whose real name is Liam O'Gahanahy, is due to appear before Westminster Magistrates Court on the 18th of June. Ireland is at a crossroads when it comes to safeguarding its children. That's according to the Ombudsman for Children, after his office received a further 1,772 complaints last year. Dr. Niall Muldoon, the Ombudsman, says it's time children's rights were fully incorporated into Irish law.
That would mean that every civil and public servant would need to, by law, ensure that every decision they make is child's right compliant. And straight away, that puts the onus on those people to consider children's rights for every decision they make, or it could be looked at in court if they don't. That's the crossroads I'm talking about, the opportunity here to really change the dial, to load the dice in favour of children.
Experts from around the globe will head to Athlone today to discuss the potential harm of pornography on Irish society. Women's Aid is hosting a two-day event to look at the impact porn has on gender equality, healthy sexual development and online safety. The event will feature talks on domestic, sexual and gender-based violence, men's leadership and consent programmes. Sarah Benson from Women's Aid outlines why porn can be so dangerous for young people.
Most mainstream pornography depicts high levels of sexual and physical aggression against women. It is actively distorting that boundary between sex and sexual violence, and we find that it is having a hugely negative impact on young people.
The former British Health Secretary Matt Hancock is giving evidence today at the UK COVID-19 inquiry. It's looking at the policies developed to support the test, trace and isolate system. The former government chief scientific advisor Patrick Vallance is also appearing. Delegates are set to vote on the controversial Scort motion at a Camogie Association special congress tonight. A large number of Camogie players say they want a choice of wearing shorts or skorts when playing the game. News Talk's Aidan Delaney reports.
All eyes will be on Croke Park later as the long-debated Scort motion goes to a vote. It won't be for the first time either. Last April, two motions on this issue were tabled at Congress, only to be defeated. This time, the players have taken action, refusing to take to the field in skorts and even watching matches get postponed to force the issue to another vote. That vote is expected at around 7:30 tonight and needs to get a two-thirds majority to pass. If it's defeated once again, it could be 2027 before the issue can be debated once more. Last week, the Gaelic Players Association posted a short video on social media asking for players to have their choice, saying, "We can sort this out."
In entertainment news, Kim Kardashian has completed a 6-year legal apprenticeship in California. It means she can take the exam that would see her qualify as a lawyer in the state. She's posted a picture on Instagram of herself wearing a graduation cap. And in sport, in soccer, Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou says winning the Europa League has been the toughest thing he's ever done. A 1-0 victory over Manchester United in the final in Bilbao saw Spurs lift a first trophy since 2008 and end an otherwise miserable season on a high. The Australian admits he made the decision in January to go all out for European glory.
That's come at a cost for sure in the league, and I've got to take the responsibility for that, but I just felt like the end game of winning something was more important, and it was the only way I was going to do it.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.